Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wow, launching with the northern winds. Here I am today, cruising at almost light speed, Dave. We're under a storm. Dave's lived out here in Colorado, and I got to tell you this. Yesterday afternoon, it was really amazing. I was outside on my back porch, and it was a very comfortable 65 degrees, a nice warm day, and sunny. I was barbecuing out there, and it was almost a shame to come in and eat dinner, even at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. It was so nice. But of course, if you live in Colorado or in this part of the country, you know that the weather changes very quickly. They were telling us a storm was coming, and they were correct. And we got hit right through the middle section of the country. It'll be coming your way as well, probably very soon. Major blizzard hit us here. It's a spring blizzard. Now, my power is kind of blinking off and on, and I might have to drop out. Hopefully, I won't, Dave, and I'll be able to finish the show or stay with it all the time. But, yeah, we got hit pretty hard. Schools are closed. The old, nasty, Luciferian DIA airport is closed, even except for the underground tunnels. You know, you can take those high-speed trains, 500 miles an hour between Philadelphia and Denver pretty fast if you have special credentials, Dave. But, I mean, major storm, though. I mean, they got about almost 2 feet of snow west of Denver. We're kind of on the northern end of this hurricane, I guess, so we didn't really get as much, but it's still out here, and the weather changes very quickly. And today it's a different story. Kids home from school, wife couldn't go in, traffic lights out, people stranded on the highway west of Denver out there trying to get out. And you know what it's like. You've lived here. And So I'm glad to be here, and I'm, for the moment, you know, my power's still working. I get a little blink every now and then. I might be in mid-sentence, and you'd say, where'd Steve go? Where did he go? But I'll call in on the cell phone. I've actually got an emergency cell phone this time to call in and finish the show if I have to. And Dave's with us. Thanks for being there, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's been kind of a quiet day all in all. Things have been going pretty well. Hopefully the phone will leave me alone the rest of the afternoon, but all bets are still on that one. So we'll see what happens by the end of the show.
Yeah. Well, there's so much news, of course, and we've been following up on various things. Yesterday we talked a little bit about the Belgian bombing and other incidents that are taking place out there, and had a lot of discussion there. The primaries go on. Cruz won one state, Utah. Trump won the other one, Arizona. It's still kind of vying it out there in the West. A lot more of this to go on. But I thought we'd talk a little bit maybe about some of the economic conditions, because that would break us off a little bit of the same old stuff. And it mentioned some of the things that are happening economically. as I understand from some sources that I listen to, the big supplier banks for 10-year T-notes are backing up. They're not able to market these things. I think they've got about a 1.87% payoff over 10 years, you know. I mean, it's like unless you need a write-off, you won't buy those things, right?
It doesn't keep up with inflation. I mean, it's kind of a why bother. I'm not sure why anybody's holding on to those things long-term anymore, but, you know, I guess it is what it is.
Well, they're not, and they're not buying them, and that's for sure. And what they've done is the Fed has just dumped them on their big supplier banks like Bank of America, BOA, of course, and then Goldman and Wells Fargo, a lot of these others, and they can't sell them. And so they were using this analogy on there. They said that this whole economic situation is a little bit like your toilet, okay? It's like what happens is like, you know, if your toilet gets a little clogged up, maybe somebody put too much toilet paper down there or something like that, you can go out there and you can take the plunger and work it a little bit. I know this is kind of gross, friends, but that's the way the situation is. You can work with that. You can get it to flow again, right? Well, then the next thing you know, it's kind of jammed up again, and you try the plunger. And that works, you know, and then you can kind of keep it flowing for a little while. But before too long, it starts backing up and you can't quite get it to clear. So you call the plumber, right? Well, the plumber comes out and he looks at it a little bit, takes out his snaky thing and, you know, he's getting it cleaned out and it's working again. And it stays that way for a little while, but then it backs up again and you call the plumber again. He comes out, cleans up and works for a little bit. But then finally down the road, the next thing you know, you look out your back window and your whole backyard is full of sewage because the septic tank has gone out. That's our economy situation, friends. They've been kicking the can down the road trying to fix this thing with these little gadgets. But it's heading into trouble. And I'm not trying to be negative, but friends, obviously when this does happen, you can't say you weren't warned. When we see that backyard full of sewage and the septic tank system and everything out, you're going to know that we were telling you this was coming, right, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've been talking about the poo hitting the spinning blades for a while. Well, this is a big major part of it. And when it happens, if you don't have a good raincoat and umbrella, you're going to really stink by the end of the day.
Yeah, it's going to be that way even if you do have that because it's going to be all over the place. And I believe they're waiting for the next administration so they can duck and run saying, well, when the Democrats were in power and it was all working really fine, you know. Actually, we know what they've been doing. They haven't been fixing anything. They've just been buying time, waiting for the big crash or the big Shazam when all of a sudden the realization of everything happening is going to hit. And so you see, you know, the Dow is not doing all that bad, even in spite of international terrorist events and things like that, where the Dow is pressing ahead. And some people, you know, they seem to believe that the party is still going on. And
No, it's not.
Yeah,
we're just waiting for the correction. There could be anywhere from a 30 to 40% correction here pretty darn soon.
Yeah, and Dave, this is your area. So let me just ask you, I mean, you deal with these treasury notes and international securities exchanges and things like that. I mean, these are all open on the board stuff, nothing evil about it all. But give us your insight. You're seeing what's happening around the world right now with the trading of these kinds of things, and you're saying that this is inevitable and indicative of what we've been talking about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And as of the past few days, things aren't really playing by the same set of rules for whatever reason. There's been some fundamental changes that we hadn't quite been able to stick our finger on, but that may be a sign that the wheels are getting ready to come off the wagon. We definitely know the stock markets are overvalued by 30 to 40%. They're not matching the profit earnings from the companies or the manufacturing or anything like that. They've been dumping all this quantitative easing money, one bad dollar after the next into this thing to keep it propped up. Kicking the can down the road so much that can doesn't even resemble a gum wrapper anymore.
It's all smashed up. And it's all, I mean, if you try to kick it, you're going to cut your foot with all the, you know, serrated, corrugated, whatever it is, torn up aluminum that's come apart on this thing, man.
Pretty much.
You know, you can get arrested doing that. But they should be arresting these people. But absolutely, you know, and I guess it's like you said, I've heard the same reports that the profits and earnings ratios in these corporates are not good. The banks can't sell the T-notes. Nobody wants them. You know, we're looking at real serious problems. And then, of course, you know, there have been these, as we've talked about before, Dave, which you're probably sensing, there are movements of selling American, you know, treasury notes and securities among nations out there like China, like Japan, some of the others who are trying to get out of this market. And there hasn't been an enormous indication that they're moving very, very quickly, but a little bit here, a little bit there. It's indicative, I think, that people are getting ready to duck and run.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we had some of that going on Monday that absolutely nobody anticipated. Because usually you can see the signs in the market that somebody's anticipating something to happen. Well, we didn't have that on Monday. We're just kind of going along, you know, very static market. Nothing happened, and all of a sudden just, you know, drop down through the basement, you know, for no reason at all.
Yeah, and there's some real strange things happening out there. Of course, this could be the not the plunge protection team, but the suck it out quick as fast as you can team. You know, it's working there. Okay, we had a little money out there in exposure. Let's get it back as fast as possible. Because that's what they're doing, friends. They pump it up, suck it out, pump it up, suck it out. Rinse and repeat, right, Dave?
Yep, pump and dump, pop and drop, that kind of stuff. Yeah, we're used to that. It's a weekly event, sometimes a daily event.
Yeah, it seems like it is almost virtually daily. Well, you know, we're not trying to be negative, but we want to be warning people that, you know, if you can start getting things into place, pay off your house or your cars, and I'm one to talk, you know. We're just, most of us are living really virtually, you know, almost paycheck to paycheck. We're not quite that bad, but we're, people need to start getting ready for what could be some real insecure times. We talked about power. We've talked about food. We've talked about, you know, amateur radio and meeting your friends, your neighbors, putting together your own contingency plans because, this is not going to be the kind of thing that a lot of people are going to be ready for, right, Dave?
Yeah, unfortunately, most of the people are going to get caught flat-footed, especially in the major metropolitan areas, the cities, what I technically call the giant slave labor camps. Mm-hmm. I like to be as far away from all of that nonsense as possible, because when the grocery store shelves are empty and you've got a million starving people, yeah, you hadn't seen bedlam yet.
Right. And, you know, the best thing we can do, of course, is, keep, lines of communication and assistance open, try to get to know your neighbors, try to get to, set up some plans. I've got some great neighbors. I really do, good people, you know, but we're not at all set up yet to really take care of each other if we need to. There's things that we're working on, of course. I mean, I mentioned yesterday, you know, I had put solar cells on my house, and I've got some response from that. Two really wonderful people have contacted me, and I'm hoping I can help them out. You know, solar panels aren't in themselves not going to be your solution, friends, but when we start being able to use more things like batteries and backups, then you're not going to be isolated in a situation where you're you can't get any power at all. Because if right now most everybody is waiting on the grid, you know, you have to use the grid, and there's really no way to reserve any power unless you have a generator or something like that to be set up to go. So these are the kinds of things nationally we got to work on. Is there going to be some kind of huge EMP blast? It's possible, but it could be a number of other things, like a snowstorm. You know, we had that today.
Yeah.
We've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's always a possibility of this EMP stuff, but more than likely something will just break in a major substation and you'll see a cascade failure of, you know, one substation after the other failing because, you know, it's trying to re-jockey the power around. You know, we have all this hydroelectric power here in Arkansas, and you'd figure we should be so energy independent here that we shouldn't have anything to worry about. Not one kilowatt of it is going to anyone here in state. They're taking all that power and shipping it out of state, and then they're bringing power from out of state in to service us. Now, does that make any sense to you, Steve?
Yeah, it sounds like what they're doing is just charging people at the border and making most of the money right there. You know, never have anything local when you can charge people imports, exports, duties, tariffs, transportation, inspection fees, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, keep everybody from being localized and having things that they can rely on in their area so that we have one big Titanic that we all go down on together, sounds like to me. Is that kind of what the idea?
Yeah. Pretty much. Now, you know, if all the rest of the grid goes away, I would figure that after a while that the engineers would get in there and hook the hydroelectric stuff up to our circuits, and we would probably get our electricity back at some point. I don't know how much of a Charlie Foxtrot it really is. I would imagine that I would probably have a migraine headache if I looked at it, though.
Yeah, migraine, or you know, you either get nauseous, one or the other. And it's just outrageous. And, of course, you know, while the president plays golf, the politics go on, business as usual. People are ignoring a lot of these problems. We are aware of them. And we're doing what we can, but it's not like we're getting a whole lot of help from people who should be in these positions to take care of the public. We keep hearing their terrorist news headlines. You know, something happens in Belgium. That's international terrorism, but they never talk about all the people dying. I think it was another story today that I saw that just 40 people die from properly prescribed drugs every day in the country right now. I mean, it's a huge epidemic. Huge. People, 40 people die every day from these kinds of things. And
pharmaceutical terror attack every single day, and it goes unnoticed.
Right. Absolutely. We've talked about that a lot here. And, both Dave and I have personal, connections to people that we've seen die and, or we've lost, due to what we've seen as medical malpractice. And of course, anybody who has a relative who's died at an early age of cancer has to ask this question, you know, or another one of these kinds of incidents. We have people out there, and I'm sympathetic to you because these kinds of things should not be happening. And this is another area where we're really in trouble. This medical industrial complex is as big as any other terror threat that we have. Much, much bigger, actually. Yes, much
bigger. Right. Much bigger.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we got some time for phone calls today, of course. You know, 800-313-9443. Had some pretty good calls yesterday, and interesting things and topics that we were talking about concerning the blast in Brussels, Belgium, and other things coming up. And, you know, the whole fiasco in Cuba continues to go on. Not too much there, but we actually see that, there, you know, behind the big facade of a great new era, you know, there's still these bad feelings and things we don't talk about. And they're trying to open up an avenue for some businesses, not a lot of them, but a few places to get in and start capitalizing on the situation. But, you know, the rest of it's just a charade. And, you know, this is going to continue. We're going to see more of this. And this is the what we've been exposing for so long.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hey, no sooner do you throw the 800 number out there, they're starting to load up. So how about that?
Well, that's good. We have people who have opinions on this job. And, you know, that's what we're here for, I guess. Let's see. Who do we got first lined up? Let me get over to our chat room. What do we got here, Dave? Who's up?
We got Tom in Florida.
Oh, Tom in Florida. Cool. Well, let's get to Tom. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing? Good day to y'all.
Good, buddy.
I want to talk about... Yeah, good day. I want to talk about what's going on in Flint, Michigan with the water. Can you imagine that little the scenario? And are you familiar that the United Nations had to pay a lot of these black Afro-Americans water's bill back like a year ago? Are you familiar with that?
No, I didn't hear that. Go ahead. Tell us more.
The United Nations actually is paying the water bill for a lot of Afro-Americans. And the reason I'm calling and let all your listening audience know this, okay, where are these black leaders standing up to this illegal immigration of our country when it's taking jobs away from them? I don't see, I see Sharpton going to the White House like 50, 60 times, complaining about this and that, black lives, but you don't see him talking about the illegal invasion of our country and why people are coming to take away jobs from that, the black Afro-American community, let alone the whites. And, you don't hear none about that, but I was just watching Fox News. You know how many, Middle Easterns that snuck in to the border in the last 3-4 months? 6,000.
No.
Wow. On Fox News just now. 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I imagine that's under... That. Only Donald Trump. What's that?
I imagine that number is actually an under-accurate figure.
It's probably much larger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want you guys, yeah. I want you guys to get your producer or researcher there to find out what happened with the United Nations having to pay the water bill for all these Afro-Americans last year when they couldn't pay their water bill. And the Democrats have been running, Detroit for the last 50, 60 years. It used to be the richest city in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, we would never won World War II probably without Detroit. We would have, lost probably the World War II to, Germany if we didn't have Detroit. But let's go back to, what's going on right now. I mean, you're talking about Brussels. What's going on in Brussels is absolutely disgusting, okay? But I'm going to ask you a question. Would that ever happen to a country that's walled off like Israel? And look at Israel's airports. When you go in Israel, you got to go through so much. They even watch everything you're doing. Now, they didn't catch the one guy with no glove, the two guys with no gloves on their hand, but that would never happen in Israel. Why is that?
Of course not.
Why? Yeah. Why is Israel walled off and they're talking all this, that Donald Trump's insane because he wants to build a wall? And you got all these left-wing schmucks, these schmuckers that are only 2-3% of this population dictating to the mass of a population in this country, how we're going to be running our country, our foreign affairs and everything. This has got to come to a bitter end right soon. Donald Trump, I guess, is the only one that will do it. I don't know.
And that's a very good point. You know, we've all said that for a while. We're going to criticize Donald Trump and everybody else over here. But, oh, my goodness, you can't criticize almighty Israel or bad things are going to happen to you.
Yeah, or the wall at the southern border of Mexico, which is huge. All right, friends. Hey, Tom, stay with us over the break if you can. I want to ask you about Florida when you come back. Lightspeed will continue, friends.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
back, everybody. And we were talking a little bit with Tom from Florida, and I did find one story on the UN, that Detroit shutting off water for black residents who don't pay their bills is racist. Obama must do something. This is what the UN is saying. Of course, I don't see anything there about how much the UN is paying in on this whole deal, but they are definitely stirring up this problem. Water is a human right. Of course it is. We want to, well, let's put it this way. It's we want to make sure people have water. There's a lot of places on earth where, you know, they violate human rights where it doesn't rain at all, and places like the Sahara Desert, of course, and not much in other locations. But, you know, the United Nations experts are calling for a federal investigation of the water shutoffs that have affected thousands of Detroiters, expressing concern over the number of low-income black residents who are living without running water. Well, we know the problem. We know the infrastructure. We know all that. There's some more now. Apparently, they're getting paid off as well, possibly to be, people to stand up for this situation, which, you know, it's something that's overdue, of course. We should be notified, to all the public that, you know, this is a bad situation in Flint, Michigan and places like that. But, Tom, if you're still with us, you know, and, you can talk a little bit about Florida and some of these other things. I want to kind of follow up on that in this short break. You still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm still here. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to talk about Florida, they keep bringing people from all over, Haiti. Everybody's still flooding in here to Florida because they're actually trying to turn the Electoral College here from a purple state to a total blue Democratic state, because that's this whole thing with this invasion is to actually get these people to become voters and to potentially the white. They want to take the white Anglo power base down within the next 20 years. Because let me tell you, my grandfather told me when I was a little boy, he said the worst thing the white men ever did was gave the white woman the right to vote. And when you gave the white woman who had a kissy-touchy-feely sentiment, they're going to turn against their men because they have the kissy-touchy-feely. And exactly that's happening. I remember that was back in the late 60s. My grandfather, before he passed on, he told me that. He says that was the dumbest thing, because now he was seeing back in 1965, that was about the Immigration Act. If you remember Kennedy in 1965, say, oh, it's not going to change too much. Look what it's done. If you research the 1965 Immigration Act with Kennedy and Manny Cuellar, it will blow your mind what they actually did do to the white Anglo males that were predominantly taking this country from the founding to that time. Now they just totally put it up upside his head. They turn it upside down. And we've been invaded, and there's no other word for it, but it's an invasion. And it's perpetrated, it's by design, and I want everybody who's listening to understand, we know who's behind this. The schmuckers are behind it, and let's not kid ourselves.
You know, I know we got a lot of ladies out there, Tom, and they're gonna voice in. We should probably hear from a few of them, you know, but that's a good point. You know, I mean, the question is, I'd like to hear from some of our lady listeners who say, well, you know, how is Hillary selling with you? You know, I mean, come on, tell me the truth now. I mean, are you tempted to vote for Hillary because she's a woman? You know, or are you thinking about what's happening politically? I mean, we've got some great women in this movement, friends, and a lot of wonderful ladies, as a matter of fact. But
I want to leave you in a thought. On the Miami-Dade County Commission, there's not one white male on that commission. And back in even up till like 2002, there still was three or four male white Anglos. There's zero now. They're not coming here to actually share the power. They're actually taking the power. And that's exactly what the rest of them are doing out west. Look at California. Look at what's going on in Arizona now, pretty soon in Texas. They're trying to flip those states. And it's exactly what this is needs to be called, the Democrat invasion to flip this country, take it away from the power of the whites. I don't care what they say, who come out. I'm just telling the way it is.
Well, we know that they've been targeting a lot of white Protestant nations for over 100 years now, friends. It's, I think it has a lot to do with religion and faith as well. But that's a good point. All right, Dave, any comments about that? You know, what do you think?
Well, I don't think it's so much about sex or religion or race or anything as it is economics and people trying to take more than what they're allotted. Because we got a bunch of money junkies out there that figure they're entitled to everything, and they're going to use whatever weapons they can, and invading our countries with all sorts of immigrants and Democratic voters that are illegal and all that. I mean, by hook and by crook. I mean, they need to paint a picture that we have this illusion of a democratic process in our republic that we haven't had for a very long time. And now that we have the internet and people are talking, we're starting to realize that. And that's a good thing. Now we got to do something about it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Tom. Hey, we will be back. We will be back right after this break. Stay tuned to Lightspeed right here on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
to it. Hey, welcome back to Lightspeed, everybody. Steve Starrs and Etheric Dave joining you. We've been talking about a lot of things, of course, and, you know, women in politics. I'll tell you, one woman I would vote for would be Charlotte Isserby. You know, I mean, I don't care if she's 90 years old. She's got my vote. I mean, there's a great lady in our country. You know, there's a lot of good women out there, and we need more of them. This country, you know, now is the time for all good women to come to the aid of their country. And what do you think, Dave? I mean, there's some good ladies out there. I know, I never try to divide people. I try to get folks thinking, look, you know, we just got to get people who are in the game doing things. You know what I mean? The right folks. And it doesn't matter who they are, really, in my thinking, if they got the right idea and they seem to be pretty reasonable. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. And there's lots of good people out there everywhere, Steve. They're just not getting involved in the politics, because it's such a repugnant game. I can't blame them for not wanting to get involved in that mess that it is. But in order to be able to rectify the situation, the good people out there have to put on their hip waders and get involved.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah, that's what it's going to take. Hey, you know, there's a guy that's called in before on the station and on the show, and we haven't talked to him in a long time, and his name is Wes. He's out in Idaho. Hey, Wes!
Hello, Steve!
Hey!
Yeah, I'd like to chime in on that last caller. Christian law, house divided, will not stand. Now, the original house, the original Congress, it was supposed to represent each house. Each house was supposed to be a man, a woman, and children. And when you give the woman the vote, she's more than likely gonna vote Democratic. And the man, if he's a real man, he wants good competition, he wants less taxes, he wants more freedom, he wants Republican government. So what do you have? The woman voting left, the man voting right? You have a divided house. I thought in my own house growing up, my mother thought the world of Hillary Clinton. She had a poster for Obama on the refrigerator. My father was intimidated. He was liberal or moderate Republican, but he was pretty quiet because when he spoke out, all heck broke loose. But the man is supposed to be the head of the household. It's, you know, a long time our country was built on the man being the voter and the woman not being the voter. Here I have the latest book from Mike King, It's Killing America, 40 Events That Helped Destroy America. Wound number 8, 1920, the 19th Amendment. Consequence exactly as, exactly as the cunning proponents of big government had anticipated. Feminized America electorate becomes easier to manipulate with emotion-based appeals to security, fear, and sympathy. The liberty-killing growth of the nanny state is largely fueled by soft-hearted and misguided female fear and sympathy. The liberty killing growth of the nanny state is largely fueled by soft-hearted but misguided female voters and their delicate feelings towards the poor, the elderly, the children, the minorities, the illegal immigrants, etc. Now, when we talk about attractive women that we'd like to have on our side, I'm going to give my vote for Diva Kidd. Now, she was an attractive woman. And Phyllis Schlafly, I've tried to email her. She's been saying, oh, vaccinations made in China are bad, but the vaccinations made in USA, because we have such a good system of the FDA and our court system. Vaccinations made in America are good, but vaccinations made in China are bad. Phyllis, please wake up.
Right. Yeah. Phyllis is, she's got a few problems, I think. You know, like I said, I'd rather have Charlotte Isserby or somebody like that, if you're going to have a lady candidate, you know, but that's, there are some ladies, even Phyllis Schlafly is not one of my favorites. Dave?
And DB Kidd, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know who that is? Hello?
Well, this country started where only the property owners were the voters. And, you know, maybe you go back to that. I do value the opinions of everybody, you know, our men and our women. Everybody needs to have their opinions, and we need to talk about them. And, you know, we don't need to discard it and say, oh, your opinion doesn't count. And that doesn't work too well. That foments more divide and conquer stuff. We've got this phony left-right paradigm designed to get people to argue amongst themselves about the trivial crap that doesn't matter.
Yeah, very true. You know, I would recommend a lady that we had out here in Greeley if she were still around. Her name was Rattlesnake Kate. Rattlesnake Kate for president. You know, this was a woman who was like a hard ranching lady. I guess her husband had passed away and she had a ranch, right? Well, the place was overrun with rattlesnakes. And she just took a six shooter or a shotgun or whatever she needed out there and she shot them up, man. And she made a dress out of rattlesnake skins and they got it in a museum. I mean, she's got the shoes, the hat, the whole thing, man. Rattlesnake Kate for president, I'd say. You know, she was one of those tough frontier women, you know, one of those kind of people. But yeah, there's some good ladies out there. There's no question about that. There's some wonderful women who I think really have it glued on right. You know what I mean? They know exactly what's going on here, and they're seeing what's happening, especially when you talk about things like vaccinations, and they see what's happening to their children. I mean, they're tigresses, and I appreciate them. But you're right, though, Wes. A lot of people are not really paying attention, and they're being sold labels. Labels aren't going to sell you. I mean, you can buy label that has a very pretty flowery image on the front, you know, and it's full of toxic poison, you know. I mean, that's what they're getting, and they don't realize that. You've got to see what's really inside this whole thing and what's behind the label, and not vote with an impulse, but to think it over and look at what these people really stand for.
Not stand. I mean, you got problems. Like I said, the man is going to vote conservative. He wants to make it on his own. He wants freedom and he wants lower taxes. Whereas I've heard a woman call into KVI radio years ago and she said, I want to have Uncle Sam. I give up Sam as husband, and I'm going to vote for Uncle Sam that gives me security. There's a book out there. You want to talk about women? There was a guy that was a paid speaker for National Organization of Women. He went around and criticized men, and he said, wait a second. I'm not doing any good. I'm not helping men to understand women and for women to understand men. So, the book, The Myth of Male Power by Warren Farrell. He said, wait a second, I can't, you know, keep taking money going around and chastising men. And this book, he points out, in this book, I learned so much. I read it from cover to cover. I was stomping the floor when I read it. He said that the reason men were always given the preference to jobs before this affirmative action started giving equal rights to women, the reason for it was that a man can be and should be the head of a family. He should provide for a woman and children. That is why preference was given to the man. I mean, that's just one reason. And some of the other things pointed out in the book, inequality. You got a man and his wife, and they're busted making cocaine on the kitchen table. And what do? They throw the man in jail for a couple of years to give the woman a couple of months of probation. I mean, it's not equality in the courts. But the one that really blew me away. Now, this book's 10 years old now. But anyway, it happened a case in Australia where a wife accused her husband of raping her by making sex for more than 20 seconds after she asked him to stop. He spent years in prison under rape charges. Now, what do we have here? We have his word against hers, have we not? I mean,
there's a lot of inequalities. It works both ways, of course, and there's some, you know, a lot of things that get into these deals, and of course, you know, it's hard to say what happens in the intimacy of people's bedrooms, and that becomes really a hairline issue. But, you know, there's some things that are important there. I think, again, you know, you have to see how these politicians are packaging themselves to different people, and that people buy the labels. You know, there was something like, I think it was like 97% of all blacks voted for Obama in 2008. The number came down a little in 2012, down to about 93%. But that's still almost 19 out of 20 people who are black voting for Obama.
At least that's what they told us anyway, Steve.
Right. Yeah.
Having talked with a lot of my black friends after the first 4 years of Obama, they hated his ass. So, you know, whether or not they voted for him or not, I don't really know. If it was a choice between that and TWIT, you know, we're not given good choices.
Yeah, right. And there are probably a lot more blacks who saw through the whole thing with Obama in 2012 as in 2008. I have a really good friend who hated him from the beginning. This fellow is a Christian man, and he has to bite his tongue not to keep from cursing when Obama's name comes up, because Uncle Barry's White House has been essentially far worse than Uncle Tom's Cabin ever was, friends, and they're still not picking up on it. But a lot of these people, this is what we're said, what they're telling us, Dave, they're telling us, because a lot of people follow the crowd of what other people think, you know, like sheep. But we're being told right now that a good portion of the black community is supporting Hillary Clinton. I don't get that. I mean, it's down to, you know, about 75% now, a long ways down from Barack Obama in 2012, but that's still way too many in my thinking. I don't see how she's helped these people at all.
No, she hasn't, and you can really take something home here. How many people show up to the campaign rallies? Okay, Bernie Sanders, he gets a lot of people coming out to his rallies. Donald Trump, man, he can pack a stadium. Hillary Clinton has a hard time filling a room. Half the time she's talking to an empty room. So where is all of this support? If you have these massive amounts of people supporting her ass, why aren't they at the rallies? It makes no sense. I think it's pure fiction. I don't think anybody's supporting her, and they're just, you know, fudging the votes, counting them all in secret, and trying to paint this picture that all this support's out here so we don't call them on their election fraud.
Right, and they need the Hillary monster, too, to scare us.
Yeah.
Every time you hear from Cruz, it's not about what he has to offer. It's about keeping the Hillary monster away from you. And, you know, these people in Senate are the ones who are responsible for all this is going on. Cruz, Rubio, Lindsey Graham, the rest of them. You know, these guys haven't done their job, and now they're pulling this out and projecting this as the future rather than doing their job, taking their responsibility, and holding these people in government accountable. And it's sickening. I mean, that is obviously a scam, using the Hillary monster to scare people. It makes me sick. You know, I don't get it. But, you know, again, going back to some of these issues, we're talking about things that have developed over the years. You know, Colorado was actually one of the first states to legitimize ladies' suffrage here. I think it was in 1904, a long time before the 19th Amendment. And this happened back in the early days because they needed more citizens to get post offices and things like that when the state was just newly into the union and didn't have that much, you know, government infrastructure in terms of things like post offices and not much representation in Congress and a lot of that other stuff. So Wyoming and Colorado were actually some of the first states long before the trend. But we've always been these test states, you know what I mean? And mostly, as I said, in those days, you had Rattlesnake Kate. You know, you had people like that who were out here. And these were women who managed land sometimes, who were landowners, cattle ranchers and people. When they did pay taxes, or they were not having to pay as many taxes at that time and probably trying to avoid it. So, I mean, when you have to really deal with these issues, you've got a lot of ladies in the corporate executive fields now who are looking at taxes, looking at regulations, looking at what's happening to companies, and they're becoming much more conservative. But you don't hear about them in the press or the media, do you, Dave? It's,
nope.
You know, yeah. That's what they're leading us to believe anyway.
Yeah, and I'm not buying it because I talk to plenty enough ladies that are very conservative and, you know, hate this liberal mentality. So, you know, there you go. I mean, it's not a black and white issue. It's not all ladies are going to be Democrats and all men are going to be Republicans, because I've seen plenty enough exceptions on both sides.
Yeah. So, Wes, if you're still with us, I would just say this. I think that women should be voting, but only conservative women. How's that? I don't know if you haven't heard from Wes for a long time. Yeah, I mean, you can kind of get off on the edge of this and everything, but I think the reality is it's getting people to think rather than who they are, getting them to see what's going on is the real issue. Black, white, Hispanic, male, female, young, old. It's all about seeing what's happening to all of us and getting back on the right track. And I don't think that's a hard problem. I don't think that's a divisive problem. I don't think that's a sex issue or a sectional issue or a race or creed or whatever. It's about, you know, just good government management for a change, and that's what we haven't had, obviously. And so the us and them, you know, conflicts that they create, the divide and conquer, it's not really going to help us, friends. We've got to see what's really going on here for all of us and try to make something out of it. Right, Dave?
It certainly hasn't helped us thus far, because they're still doing the same exact crap they've been doing all along, and they're getting everybody else to fight about everything else and, you know, divide you up and get everybody fighting and arguing. And then behind the scenes, they sneak that same agenda forward. It doesn't matter whether you got a Democrat or Republican, and the same damn agendas go forward. Okay, you know, Bush the dumber, you know, started all these wars, and all of a sudden you get a Democrat in there, and guess what? More wars. Let's think about this for a minute, guys.
Right, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much, you know, for your, you know, he's always objective, but he agrees with me quite a bit of the time. We'll be back right after the break.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically, and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Hey, we are back on Lightspeed for the final segment here. And I, like I said, I often say, right, Dave? Because I think he's probably going to agree. He doesn't have to, friends. And, you know, the nice thing about Dave is that he's thought through what he has to say, and he's got his opinions. And, of course, Wes had his ideas and stuff, and we agreed to some extent. Yeah, there's some things there. There's people are being misled by labels. That's a point, but that happens with everybody. It may be strong among females, of course, but that happens to guys and men and blacks and whites, and we all get off on our own little tangent. But, you know, the nice thing about Dave is that he, you know, I'm pretty convinced that, you know, he's going to speak his mind, you know, and the neat thing about him is we mostly agree almost all the time. Now, Tuscan, you know, that guy, you know, he might completely agree with us, but he's going to say, but wait a minute, Steve. You know, and then, you know, he's going to always play, you know, to him, it's all philosophy school. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I just kidding a little bit, but you know, it's all fun. It's all good. I mean, it's all entertaining, but it's more importantly, friends, we hope it's enlightening and makes you think, because that's what we're here to do. We're not here to, propose any kind of a platform or something like that that is just based on a political label. We want people to look at things, regardless of the situations. And, just like with Phyllis Schlafly, we disagree with her over American-made vaccines being much better than those made in China. Come on!
They're all bad.
Yeah, we don't need them and they're dangerous and people need to be rebuked. And this whole medical industrial complex needs a big overhaul. I'd be very interested to hear what Donald Trump is going to do with this medical industrial complex, which is completely out of control, as we've been talking about for a long time.
Yeah, something needs to happen because we have the world's most expensive medical care, and it is getting closer and closer down towards the bottom of quality. How many people die every year? Between 400 and 500,000 due to medical mistakes and all that stuff. And that doesn't include a bunch of other stuff. It's bad juju.
Yeah, and it's breaking our backs economically. And, you know, it's so bad that it's just gotten so bad right now that, you know, they're spending most of that money defending themselves from class action lawsuits on drugs and things like that. I mean, you see all this on TV all the time. If you're taking this drug or that drug, call our attorney's office right now. You know, I mean, it's astounding what's happening with this thing, and this has got to stop.
Oh, it does. And the very next breath, you have a commercial for the drug that they're suing over.
That's right.
I mean, it's like, really? I mean, good grief.
Yeah, it does happen, friends. It's out there. I mean, you could be recording something on television and notice this and not even realize that you're seeing two sides of the same argument, both sides about one product, one that's suing, the other one that's selling, you know, same company, if not the same product. I mean, these big pharmaceutical companies are huge. They're dangerous. They're fudging FDA and FTA or all kinds of different ways and means that they're getting these products out on the market. And there's billions of dollars at stake in a lot of people's health.
Yeah, a lot of people are suffering because of it. I've seen it firsthand. It is very bad. It's disgusting. It's one of the things that makes me very angry and why I'm out here flapping my gums at everybody, because this is one of the things that's a big pet peeve for me. And this whole, pharmaceutical scam. I mean, you've gone into the HIV AIDS fraud. How many people have died from that? I mean, this crap's got to stop.
Yeah, it's horrible. You know, and I like the way you categorize it the best. It's bad juju, friends. Really bad juju. Dave, I guess we're through the show today. What's happening? Give us a...
Alrighty, well, everybody stay safe and stay free. We'll catch you tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel, and all that stuff. Until then, I'm going to hop in the jalopy and get on out of here.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.
It's the day after 3/22. 3/22. Why is 3/22 significant? Because, well, there's a little pesky group of megalomaniacs called the Skull and Bones. Ever hear of them? Well, it just so happens that a little occulted satanic tradition utilizes different aspects of numerology. And they have certain ritualistic seasons. One of such ritualistic seasons is the season of sacrifice. Or what I would like to dub as the season of satanic death ritual. The gist of it is, it's fairly predictable to show that on significant